This is the Dr. Lee dictating a progress note, patient name. Blackman, B-L-A-C-K, M-1 Black, Jeanette, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E. Date of birth, 2-2-1955. This is a readmission. It's not progress note. It's a readmission history and physical. Readmission history physical. Date of service, 10-10-2023. Date of service, 10-10-23. Patient seen today by me with a nurse in the room with the video camera. Data service 10-10-2023. Patient was hospitalized because while in the nursing facility, patient was noted to have left side fascia droop and left side weakness. She was transferred to the hospital. Patient was evaluated in the hospital, subsequently admitted. The patient was noted to have dysarthria, fascia droop, and the imaging studies done, CT had done, MRI of the brain, shows acute infarct right MCA territory with occlusion of anterior right M2, acute infarct right MCA noted with significant left side hemiplegia. Patient has a known history of atrial fibrillation, but because of fall ambulatory dysfunction, she has been off anticoagulation. She was not TPA candidate. Patient was managed in the hospital for the acute stroke. After stabilization, patient was sent back to the facility. At present, when I saw the patient, is lying on the bed. She has no acute distress, no nausea, no vomiting, complaining of weakness in the left arm, left leg. He also has a speech impairment. Past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, history of CVA, next line, history of AFib, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, coronary artery disease status post, stent placement, hypothyroidism, anemia of chronic disease, history of CKD, history of asthma, allergies, fish, milk, and seafood, social history, nursing home resident, medications upon discharge, amlodipine 10 mg daily, calcium carbonate 500 mg 3 times a day, Haldol 1 mg daily as needed, adoxyzine 25 mg 3 times a day, lactulose 30 ml twice a day, lidocaine patch 4% daily for pain, metoprolol tartrate 25 mg BID, risperdal 0.5 mg at night, miralax 17 gram daily, Xarelto XARALTO, Xarelto 20 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg QPM, estilapram 10 mg daily, lisinopril 5 mg daily, Tylenol 650, Q6R PRN, Albuterol Inhaler, 2 puff Q4R PRN, Azetamib, EZETAMIB, 10 mg daily, Pepcid 20 mg daily, Folic acid 1 mg daily, Lantus Insulin, 10 units daily, Lispro Insulin, 2 units TID with meal, Levothyroxin 50 mcg daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily, Ozempic 1 mg once a week, subcutaneous Protonix 40 mg daily. Reviewer system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest, GI, no tendinitis, musculoskeletal, no swelling, but complained neuro. She's complaining of weakness in the left arm, left leg, unable to move. She also has expressive aphasia, dysarthria. Next, in physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, sitting on the lying on the bed, actually not sitting, patient awake, alert, lying on the bed. He has a difficulty speaking. Next line, vitals. And blood pressure 138 over 78, pulse 76, temperature 98, respiration 18. Cardiac myocardial. respiratory, breathing comfortable, lying on the bed. Extremities, no edema, next and neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented, M3. Her significant weakness in the right, left side, significant weakness in the left side, left arm is weak, left leg is weak. She's unable to move the arm, left arm, and she's unable to move the left leg. Assessment, patient is admitted. Paris Post, new acute stroke involving right MCA territory with a left-sided weakness. Next in hypertension, next in diabetes mellitus, next in atrial fibrillation, next in bipolar disorder. Next in history of intellectual disability, next in history of mood disorder, next line. History of AFib. Plan of care, next line will continue all her current medications, follow-up lab electrolyte, PTOT, fall percussion. Care plan discuss the nursing staff and the patient also, all her questions answered. Thank you.